but he is not the most melancholic of the composers. It is not about autobiography, and it is not about the melancholic sound. It is the anonymity and the withdrawal, observing muteness and repetitions, by the composer we hear constantly, but his name will remain a mystery. He also heard birds, not nightingales, but yet another ventriloquist, Andean solitaire, vocalizing with a peak shut, so that not to be positioned by anyone, to remain audible but traceless, like tinnitus. For melancholics, through tinnitus, the whole world becomes ventriloquial. What it says comes from different places, or from no place at all. The voices, the heard voices, the quoting voices, and the inner voices, they all dissolve in an unrooted, infinite, anonymous space of the ear. There is no space outside it. So why would they move? Why would they stand up? The countless men keeping their hand against the ear. Why would a man in Norwich Hospital move?